And you are inside My Fix It Up Live with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa.
And we are at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And we are at the Air King booth, and I have to say...
I have to say, I'm at the Air King booth. You're in the hall.
I'm actually in the aisle, actually. Embarrassingly so.
You know, it'd be nice if you could join us. Here's your hat.
What's
your hurry?
Mark is inside the Air King booth, and he's joined...
Yes,
by
I am joined by cool... last name having Jeff Kenkellen.
Hi guys, thanks for having us entertain you guys for a little
while. Oh, and we are being entertained. And Jeff is with Air King, of course. He's not just some random person that
he's
I pulled in out of the hallway.
Out in the aisle like I am.
Just
apparently.
Not passing through.
Yeah.
And he's going to run us down on the Energy Star products from Air King, among other things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that we're neighbors.
We are neighbors.
Right
I'm
down
glad
the street.
That we came all the way here.
3,000 miles.
Yeah. I'm glad that we came all the way here to meet. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Much closer to home, hopefully.
Yeah, of course. So what are you showing off here at the show? What is exciting here that people should be looking at?
The most important thing about this show, we mm-hmm. think, is to show the people what's available when they go to do their home improvements. The number one thing is, if you're going to make a selection in a product, what do you really want out of that? Is it energy efficiency? Is it quiet? Is it performance? So we give everybody a choice of what we're looking at. So the first thing that we're highlighting is bath fans. And I know bath fans sounds really boring, and it's like, oh God, everybody has to have one. But there's a lot of choices that are there. And we have one of the most extensive lines of Energy Star fans of anybody there. And they're very easy for the DIYers to install in their own homes.
Really?
It's kind of a daunting task, but really it's pretty simple to change
over. Bath fans are so important, and I have to relate the story of my girlfriend, Allison. My girlfriend, Allison, rented an apartment recently in Lansdowne, and in the bathroom, there's no fan, and she asked me to come over. This is a new apartment to her, but it's a very old house, and she said, can I paint my cabinet so it's prettier, so it matches, you know, everything she wants to do. And I came in there, and the cabinet is literally, like, decaying. And there's rust on all of, like, the towel bar and everything. And
So long story short...
Having no bath fan...
Or not using the one you have...
Correct.
Or opening the window has totally decayed her bathroom to the point where she's just, like, completely embarrassed about it.
It happens all the time.
And she can't see in the, you know, in the mirror and everything like that when she gets out of the shower. So.
Our experience is, as you just said, most people don't use it because it's too loud. They don't want the noise. So that if you want people to use it, you have to make it functional.
Yes.
Right.
So first of all, it's got to be quiet. It's got to be energy efficient. But it's also got to be easy to install because mm-hmm. if it's a million pieces and parts,
yes.
nobody's going to do it.
Yes.
So we really tried to simplify the process and again, put people changes or choices rather. So if they know what the size of their bathroom is, you know, just measure the square footage. Hey, you've got about four or five different choices, all Energy Star rated, that are simple. They do a great job. They remove the moisture. They keep the cabinets from deteriorating.
Yeah.
They get rid of the mold and all the health issues that are associated with
and,
that.
And, you know, you touched on this earlier, where choosing the right fan, and I'm not saying this because we're here. I'm saying this because in all the bathrooms that I've remodeled, of all the materials that I buy, I spend more time trying to figure out what the right fan is for the room, fan light combination, whatever this stuff is. I stand there just reading box after box after box. It's an important thing to get right because you don't just buy any fan.
Correct. And if you go to a home improvement store, you see a lot of different choices. So how do you pick the right one?
Yeah.
It goes by square footage for sure, but also it goes by what other function you wanted to do. Is there a light? Is there a heater involved in it? Do you need maybe two separate fans, one over the, you know, the WC, maybe one over a jacuzzi, hot tub, if you're lucky enough to have that in your
right. We
bathroom.
Have like three in our bathroom.
I figured it was
not
probably.
Even in the house, in the bathroom.
You need a very large fan then.
Oh, yeah. We have a helicopter on its side.
Yeah. Seriously?
Not really.
Okay.
Seriously? Who took that seriously?
Maybe if you're on Extreme Makeover home edition. You might have that.
We have an Air King helicopter.
You know.
But it doesn't do much for keeping the conditioned air inside the house, but you can actually fly it.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
Yeah, it helps.
So is there information on your website that can help people understand what they should be buying for their home if they're remodeling?
We have actually a selection guide, so you can go on and use your square footage chart of what approximately your house is. We can tell you where to locate the bath ventilation, not just in the bathroom, but to maybe a central ventilator just to help the whole house. But there's another thing that we need to touch on is codes. Because, again, if you're a contractor or a homeowner, you need to know what the appropriate codes are in your particular part of the world.
Sure.
So that's why it seems even more difficult to make the right choice. But if you think about it, if you focus on the Energy Star, focus on a high-quality bath fan, you're going to get or exceed most of the codes in there. So, again, your contractor, if you're not doing it yourself and you get intimidated and hire somebody, you should always make sure that they're aware of the local codes. California differs from Texas, differs from Philadelphia area as well.
And it's important, too, for homeowners to understand what's happening and why you need to have this. And you can go to your website, airkinglimited.com.
Correct.
Exactly. To figure out your square footage and figure out what kind of ventilation you need, what kind of product is right for you.
Yeah, assistance in that area, I think, is important. Also,
it's not a product that you see a lot. Like, you need to know a lot about
it's one of those
behind
important
the walls
things.
Of your house.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's not like you're picking out, you know, your countertop or something like that. It's something that is extremely important to your home that you need to have a little bit more research and a little bit more dig in, you know, to find out what you need.
And underdoing it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right. Always exceed on the error on the high side.
Yep.
One of the things that we found is when people go to do it themselves, they go to a store, they're going to replace a fan because it's not working. So they look at trying to get the same product, if you will, the same unit, if you will,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Configuration, right.
Right.
So you're replacing something that doesn't work with something that's not going to work because
right.
it's just
so
not
why not
the right
take
product?
The opportunity to do the right move and upgrade your bath ventilation? Because the only time
that's
you really
like,
worry
you know,
about it is when it doesn't work.
What is that? The Erica King woman on the soap opera who's been married like 9 times or something?
Oh yeah, that's something
like,
I know.
At a certain point, you got to just say, I'm picking the wrong kind of guy that I'm marrying. I need to go out and think, you know, against my type.
Right.
You know? Don't just replace it, but think about how I can improve it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And something that you and I touched on earlier, taking this a little more global, is that Air King's products are made here right where we live.
Correct.
In Pennsylvania.
We manufacture 90% of our products in the United States. We're actually adding more products into our mix. We're bringing them from offshore and from other parts of the country, Canada, for example, and we're manufacturing all our range hoods and all our bath fans with American workers out of our area. So we're very proud of that.
I love that.
We've been growing, not just downsizing. We are growing. We've added another 100 employees to our line.
I'll
so again,
it
it's we're doing a nice
you
job.
You really are the king of air.
We certainly try to be.
Tying into one of the constant themes or current themes of this show is it's okay to make things in this country.
It sure is.
It really is just okay to do that.
That is so true.
Dear world, here's your permission to make things in the United States.
Well, and for more information, you want to go to airkinglimited.com, and you can follow them on Twitter at AK Ventilation. Definitely follow them. We follow them.
Oh, of course. I follow you home.
We are going to follow you home, and we have to follow ourselves into this break.
Which we're taking right now with more My Fix It Up Life.
Let myself go. Make my own mistakes, I'll sit and I'll wait for you to let me off the hook. Again, I'm here in the circumstance, waiting for you to take a stance. Do the dance, I will fake a smile, see how long we dance.